couldn't pass the test, but I studied and I did. You told me I couldn't memorize the word of God, but I have. Living in the rubble. 52 days. He used the messed up, junked up stuff to build the walls back to Jerusalem, the city of God. God can take, hear me, God can take the broken hearts. He can take your remains of broken lives and He can build a bright future. You don't have to live like you've lived. You can let God take over and let God work in your life today. Stop living in the rubble. Stop living in the rubble. Settling and accepting your situation as normal. Wake up. Wake up! Got your attention, didn't I? And let God move in. Let God take over. Let God into your heart. Ephesians 6 talks about the whole armor of God. We've got to put on the whole armor, not physical armor. But we've got to put on truth. We've got to put on righteousness. We've got to put on the gospel of be a peacemaker. Speak peace into the situations around you. Speak life and hope. How many did the challenge that Pastor challenged? Have you already forgotten challenges last week? Not to, yeah? Was it easy? But we worked at it. So why don't we continue that again this week? How about, oh, Brother Chris, you can do it. Talk good about somebody. Don't talk bad. I told Sister Valentine, you know, every time I've heard something kind of shadier, she always points out, but you know, they're such good people. Have that just sweet spirit about you. The gospel of peace. Have faith. You got to have faith. You got to have salvation. You've got to have the word of God in your heart. You got to always be praying in the spirit. Romans 15 and 13. I'm coming to a close. Y'all can come to the keyboard. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy. Are you in rubble? Are you in trouble? Are you in drama? Let the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power. How are you going to build that wall? You got to have some power. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Not pastor, not me, not him, not her. On you. Yeah, and then what's going to happen? You're going to be a witness in Jerusalem, Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. You'll want to promote God. And what happens when you promote God? If you weren't here, you need to get the CD. You got to begin to promote. What happens? He'll promote you. Finally, Titus 3 and 5. Not by works of righteousness, which ye have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. It's not by my works. It's not by my righteousness, but it's by the washing and the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. We've got to stop living in the rubble. We've got to stop living in the past failures or hurts or fears. We've got to stop living in the present hurts, failures, or fears. We've got to get serious about God. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. If you hear nothing else I've said today, hear me. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. He's coming. It's time we get sensitive to Jesus. If you'd stand all over the building. I wonder who would step out of your pew today and just make your way to the front and say, God, I want to quit living in the rubble. If there's anything that's held me back or holding me back, any fear, any doubt, any hurt, God, I want to come. And just by stepping out, I'm saying that you are my God. Just by stepping out, I'm promoting you. Who's going to promote God today? Will you come? Just for a moment. Just for a moment. Will you come? God, I'm giving my heart to you. God, I've lived in chaos long enough. God, I want you to rebuild my wall. God, you take the fear out of my heart. Folks, you might not understand everything that's happening in your life. But if you'll just understand that the King of Glory is here to meet your need. The Creator of everything is here to guide you, bless you. Let's just lift our hands right where you are, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Oh God, you love me.
For the Bible tells me so.
I don't want to live in the rubble anymore, God. I don't want to live in the pain anymore. I want to have victory, oh God. Yes, Jesus loves me. Can I tell you this morning, Jesus loves you right where you are this morning. Talk to Him right where you are this morning. Surrender your heart to God. Yes, Jesus loves me. I want to show you something really quickly. We read the first four verses of Nehemiah. Verse 5, he says, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him. Do you love God this morning? And observe his commandments.